Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome. Happy Sunday morning. Welcome to another episode of the Fantasy Football Roundtable Podcast. But it is the final Sunday without the NFL for this calendar year. You guys have to be excited. We finally made it. No preseason games this week, but we did have some fun college games. Of course, Ohio State opening up against Texas, a battle of number one and number three overall in the preseason, ends up with Ohio State getting a 14-7 win. So Texas off to its normal strong start. It's been a tough beat for the state of Texas this week, probably this month and this year. We will talk about that as we dive into news and notes. Look, there was a lot of interesting news coming out. We had roster cutdowns, people getting put on IR and shifted. You know, that probably shifts some of your plans when you're thinking about fantasy football. Joe Mixon was placed on the non-football injury list. He will miss at least 4 weeks. But then we got some really ambiguously discouraging news from his general manager, Nick Caserio, who basically talked in vague generalities about they're not sure when they're going to see him. Well, that means Damian Pierce, Nick Chubb, Woody Marks, all guys that should be on your roster, all guys that could have a chance to contribute. We all think the Texans are going to be pretty decent and going to be competing for a playoff spot. Joe Mixon was pretty great for fantasy last year, so this a bit of a blow, also a little concerning. We saw the Carolina Panthers trade Adam Thielen back to the Minnesota Vikings. That seemed like a fun and interesting thing for Minnesota. Also seemed like it really opened the door for Jalen Coker to step up and have a huge role. And you know what? Jalen Coker got put on IR yesterday and will miss at least the first 4 weeks of the season. So you're sensing a little bit of a theme here. You know, Chris Godwin, Brandon Ayuk among those who are out. Terry McLaurin settled his contract dispute. He will be back on the field for Washington. That's pretty good. But they traded Brian Robinson Jr. and now they have an interesting backfield situation going on there. We're still not entirely sure who's going to play wide receiver for the 49ers, but they'll have some people. Ricky Pearsall should be out there. End up being Sky Moore. So a lot of fun shifting things going on. The Detroit Lions traded Tim Patrick to the Jacksonville Jaguars, which kind of throws the Jaguars passing game and rotation into a little bit of a curious mix. We got some clarity on the Rashi Rice situation. He agreed to a 6-game suspension, which will start immediately. So we had thought with that meeting potentially on September 30th that we'd see Rice play the first 4 games. And then how long is he going to be suspended? We heard 10 games, maybe 8 games, 6 games. Some people thought 4 or 2 games. Ends up 6 games, ends up starting the beginning of the season. So you won't see him till mid-October. Then he'll be working himself back. I think that is a little bit of a red flag. If you have not had your draft yet, these are some things you really need to take into consideration. They could be problematic. So going through, you know, we saw quarterback races decided. Daniel Jones will start in Indianapolis. Joe Flacco will start in, I'm just all locked into Joe Burrow apparently. Joe Flacco will start for the Cleveland Browns. And Spencer Rattler tapped to start for the New Orleans Saints. Honestly, I watched that final preseason game. I thought Tyler Shook was going to get it. I think both are going to end up playing. I don't think I really want to have to start either in fantasy. But perhaps the biggest news was the bombshell that dropped on Thursday in the afternoon. The Cowboys got resolution with Micah Parsons, but it wasn't what any Cowboy fan wanted. They ended up trading him to the Green Bay Packers for two first-round picks and defensive tackle Kenny Clark. It sounds like a good haul. It's not a terrible haul, but hard to see how this makes Dallas Cowboys better, despite what Jerry Jones keeps saying about the move. Just clearly things broke down. They could not get things together. And that certainly made a few impacts and tweaks on my playoff predictions, which I'm going to get to today. Today is the day I'm going to give you my final playoff predictions. I'm going to give you a couple of predictions for award winners and my rationale behind that. If you want to see it in print so that you can archive a copy so that you can make fun of me in January and February, award predictions will come out on Tuesday, September 2nd on the site. And these playoff predictions will publish on Wednesday, September 3rd. Then September 4th, you know what? The games start for real, and it is those Cowboys. So as I mentioned at the top, it's been a bad beat for the state of Texas this month, this week. This is also the second time a major Dallas franchise has traded a 26-year-old superstar in their prime, because they did it in basketball as well, trading away Luka Doncic to the Los Angeles Lakers. Here, Micah Parsons traded to the Green Bay Packers, so maybe a tough time. You know, give your Texas friends a hug. With that, let's dive into the crux of what we're here for today, which is some playoff predictions. I'm going to give you my seven teams in each conference. Then I'm going to give you my AFC Championship, NFC Championship game matchup, and my Super Bowl matchup. I'm locking in these picks. I feel good about it, relatively speaking, right now. We'll see how I feel about it, you know, October, December. I'll try to remember to circle back to this at the end of the season. We can see how close I come with the 14 teams that I have predicted to make it into the big dance. So we're going to start with the AFC. I have the Buffalo Bills winning the East and finishing as the number one seed. Cincinnati Bengals winning the North, finishing as the number two seed. Houston Texans, who I mentioned, have a little bit of a running back situation, finishing third and winning the AFC South. And I have the Denver Broncos finishing fourth, winning the AFC West. I think it's going to be a tight race over there. Wild cards for the AFC, I have the Baltimore Ravens, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the New England Patriots. You know, I'm bought into Mike Vrabel. I think they have a talented group. I think better coaching and some of the pieces they brought in will make the difference to get them into the playoffs. So what about the NFC? Well, I have the Philadelphia Eagles winning the NFC East and finishing as the number one seed. San Francisco 49ers winning the West and finishing as the number two seed. I have the Detroit Lions, the number three seed, winning the NFC North. I think that is going to be a tight race again this year. Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning the South and finishing as the number four seed. Wild cards, Green Bay Packers. You know, I thought they were going to make the playoffs before. I think adding Micah Parsons only strengthens that. Washington Commanders, number six. I've gone back and forth about this. The Commanders have a lot of things that could potentially signal regression, but I do think they made some improvements to this roster, and I think Dallas is... The best case for Dallas right now is that they end up as...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The 2025 version of last year's Bengals, where they have a pretty great offense and not much to speak of on defense, because there's not much to speak of. And I think the Commanders will slip in. But my number seven seed, I went back and forth. I think the NFC West is going to be a very tight division. I like what Mike McDonald is doing. I like the defense that they're building. And while I don't think Sam Darnold is going to have the same season that he had in 2024, I think he is probably better than some of the people that have predicted him to fall off a cliff. So I have the Seattle Seahawks sneaking in as the seventh seed, which means the Rams would be just out. And honestly, that Matthew Stafford back situation, some of the things going on, I think all three of those teams in the West are going to finish above 500. I think it's going to be a very tight race. I just have the Rams as the one, maybe by percentage points again, coming out of the playoffs. So what's my AFC championship matchup? Well, I have the Bills over the Bengals. If things play out the way that I am projecting in the league, the Bills will have a chance to top the Chiefs in the divisional round to get that monkey off their back. And then we'll meet the Bengals in the AFC championship game. And I think it's finally time. Josh Allen season making it in there. What about the NFC championship game? Well, I went a little unconventional. I went with two lower seeds winning in the divisional round, and I have the Lions outlasting the Packers in the NFC championship game, a battle of two NFC North teams. So for the Super Bowl matchup, as you might have guessed, that leaves me with the Bills and the Lions. And two tortured fan bases either would be deserving and exciting of a win, but I'm going with the Bills. I don't know. Call it the Hard Knocks effect. Call it wish fulfillment. I've been rooting for Josh Allen and the Bills for a couple of years. I think this is finally the season where he is going to break through and get it done. So I have the Bills over the Lions. So before we get out of here, what are some of my award takes? Well, NFL MVP. This award has typically gone to quarterbacks, and in recent years, it's gone to a quarterback who's done a great job for a team that has not been the favorite going into the playoffs. Last year, we saw that with Josh Allen. They were not the one seed with the Bills, but they had an incredible season. He kind of pulled them through to the playoffs, got that MVP. And this year, I think that's Joe Burrow. Burrow had some spectacular numbers last year. His defense was not good enough for them to get into the playoffs. I don't know if his defense is that great this year, but I think they're committed to starting a little bit better, taking advantage of some of their winnable games early in the season. I think they're going to be in the playoffs, and I think this could be his time. What about NFL Coach of the Year? Well, I mentioned I thought the Patriots were going to get in, and so I went with Mike Vrabel because the Patriots have been not just bad, but awful the past two seasons. And if they can turn that around and they can win 10 or 11 games and get into the playoffs, I think that's going to catch the notice of voters. Because you have to remember, all these awards, are regular season awards. They get voted on before we've seen how the playoffs shake out. What about Offensive Rookie of the Year? Well, I think it's going to be a great season for Ashton Jeanty, who could do some historic, potentially, things rushing and receiving for the Raiders. We've seen in recent years the Offensive Rookie of the Year award, the kind of tiebreaker thing, goes to a rookie that had a phenomenal season for a team that also made the playoffs, where maybe they made a difference. I don't think the Raiders will make the playoffs. I don't think Tennessee will make the playoffs. You know, Cam Ward is a trendy thought. Tet McMillan could have a big impact with Carolina, but I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. So for me, I went with RJ Harvey. And call me a homer if you must. I definitely am invested in seeing his success. But the running game has been a problem for Sean Payton the past 2 years with Denver. And I think they found something in RJ Harvey that they really like as the lead back. And if he delivers the way that I think he will and should, that'll be quite a lift for the Broncos. And I went a little bit out on a limb and had them edging the Chiefs for the division title. I think both teams are going to be quite good. And so Harvey was my pick there. How about Offensive Player of the Year? This is usually about some gaudy performances and numbers. And honestly, I went with Ja'Marr Chase. Last year, he probably would have been Offensive Player of the Year if we hadn't seen such a historic run for Saquon Barkley, because Ja'Marr Chase led the NFL in receptions, receiving yards, and touchdowns. Now, you don't want to be chasing points in fantasy. You don't want to be chasing production when you're doing these award predictions either. However, I think Cincinnati's offense is still going to be incredible, and I think they're going to have to be incredible. I'm glad they got a deal worked out with Trey Hendrickson. I don't think that's the magic tonic that gives them a top-flight defense. I think they're still going to have to outgun and outscore a lot of people to win games, and I think Chase may well lead the Triple Crown again. That would be an amazing feat, and I think that is worthy of him winning Offensive Player of the Year. So, this is the last blush before the season truly kicks off. I will be back next Sunday talking about week one, NFL predictions. I will be back with games of the week. I'll have my sit start recommendations and any big news. We'll also talk about the Thursday and Friday night opener. So kind of getting into the regular season flow of things, but keep this bookmarked. Come back to it in January and February. Those are my fearless playoff and award predictions. We'll see how things shake out. And until then, you guys have a wonderful week. Enjoy the long holiday weekend, our last weekend without the NFL in 2025.